Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As the cold front continues to push through the area, we have fallen into the 60s with a strong north wind and will be in the 40s by tomorrow morning. Get your updated forecast with traffic and weather on the 8s on News Radio 1080. Top stories at midday. After raising the Dallas County coronavirus threat level from orange back to red, Judge Clay Jenkins urging residents to leave home only for essential purposes. DFW Hospital Council President and CEO Stephen Love says the local surge in cases continues.
If we look at the entire North Texas Trauma Service Area E, yesterday, we had approximately 1,200 COVID-19 patients, representing about 9.7% of all patients. That's the highest we've been since August 15th.
Love says Grayson County is being hit especially hard by COVID-19 right now. Hawaii has been requiring visitors to quarantine for 2 weeks when they arrive on the islands, but American Airlines may have figured out a way around that.
Starting today, Hawaii will waive the quarantine requirement for any arrivals who've been tested for COVID-19 within 3 days of traveling. American Airlines is working with CareNow and will offer rapid testing on flights leaving DFW for Honolulu and Maui. Airport Chief Executive Sean Donahue says rapid testing could build confidence in air travel, so DFW may expand that to flights headed elsewhere.
So we are going to continue to prioritize that as an airport and working with our partners, working with the airlines.
Hawaii-bound passengers do not have to get tested at DFW. American says they can also use at-home checks administered by virtual visit by Let's Get Tested, with results expected in 2 days. Or they can get tested at any CareNow location. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The number of Americans filing new unemployment claims rose last week. KRLD's Kelly Weiss has more.
The number rose to 898,000 as more businesses announced layoffs. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says
a K-shaped recovery has very much come into view as the striking separation of the haves and have-nots has dramatically unfolded. And this fissure largely reflects the ability of some service sector employees to work from home. Others who cannot do that are suffering either a loss of employment or income or both.
He says Texas, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and Georgia reported increases while California has paused in its reporting. Kelly Weiss, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It is another day of Senate confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The day started with senators debating whether the hearing should have been held at all. Texas Senator John Cornyn says Democrats are bitter about the nomination for obvious reasons.
The disappointment of our Democratic colleagues is real because they've become accustomed to the Supreme Court being policymakers and being a body that bails them out if they can't win the election or win a vote in Congress.
Meantime, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says the president chose Judge Barrett because he knows how she will vote on key issues that are important to him. Coming up today on Ask the Expert at 4:40 on KRLD, David Rankin and Kristen Diaz will speak with a Supreme Court expert and SMU professor about the confirmation process. If you have a question, email it to questions@krld.com. You may hear the answer to your question today at 4:40 on the KRLD Afternoon News. If you notice a heavy police presence near Sylvania and Long Avenues in North Fort Worth today, don't be alarmed. It's only a drill. Texrail conducting an emergency preparedness drill at the Mahaffey Maintenance Facility, which is located between the North Side and Mercantile Center stations. Police and SWAT officers are at the facility. It is possible people who live and work nearby could hear simulated gunfire. The drill will wrap up by 2 this afternoon. Regular Texrail service is not affected. Arlington's on-demand rideshare service being expanded citywide. The Arlington City Council voted unanimously this week to renew its contract with New York-based Via Transportation to serve as its main mode of public transportation for another year. Until now, the 6-passenger vehicles had served just over 40% of the city. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is on the mend and wants his fans to know he's in good spirits.
Just ready to start this road to comeback. I know this little adversity is just going to be another chapter in the book. And I'm excited to move forward and write it. Just once again, can't thank you all enough for your love and your support through it all.
Prescott recorded the Instagram video today on the way to his first doctor's appointment after Sunday's surgery to repair his broken and dislocated ankle. Dak says he's excited for the rest of this season and to see the game from a different perspective. 2 games again today in the baseball playoffs. After winning last night, the Houston Astros will again try to avoid elimination in the American League Championship Series. Game 5 between the Astros and Tampa Bay is a 4:07 start. And in Arlington, Atlanta and the Dodgers will play Game 4 in the National League. The Braves lead that series 2-1. Tonight's game, a 7:08 first pitch at Globe Life Field.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.